This is some of the data for the Seneca coccus, these very small cells that are extremely abundant in the system we're studying in the waters of New England in the summertime. And we've been able to document very clearly that this high abundance in the summer results from an intense bloom that occurs beginning in about April each year, and it happens year after year. So this is one thing that is very clear in our observations, is that, this organism appears to be in conditions that are not favorable for it in the late winter, but then the environment changes and it increases in abundance and then comes to dominate in most of the summer. So those are the small cells that we were talking about earlier. More recently, with the newer instrument that looks at the diatoms, we can now see that their abundances are kind of the flip-flop of the small cells. They're relatively low in the summertime, and then in the fall we begin to see some events where their abundance increases, and then in the wintertime they are really the ones that are dominating. We have multiple years now showing that that pattern is reproducible, and so now we can start asking very specific questions about why that's occurring. I guess a simple way of thinking about it is that maybe these small cells that are, the Seneca coccus is sort of the poster child for the small cells in this system, are representing this kind of lawn of grass in the summertime. And the diatoms that I was talking about are, in the sort of phytoplankton world, more like the trees. And one of the things I think is particularly fascinating about phytoplankton in this system is that if you think about it in terms of this being as big a shift as a lawn of grass to a full developed forest, in a terrestrial ecosystem, that kind of shift happens in one location over many, many decades. In our system that we're studying, the community, the ecosystem literally shifts from this a grassy lawn to a forest every few months, and it does it every year. So the ecology is changing in a way that is huge.